Aaron Dworkin is a rarity in the classical music world. He's a black violinist. 15 years ago, he founded the Sphinx Organization. That's a group that tries to increase diversity in classical music. It especially wants to encourage African Americans and Latinos to get into the field and to develop musical talent in children. Dworkin is visiting Boston today to receive a teaching award from Harvard. We spoke with him this afternoon about his efforts to change the perception of classical music. Aaron, I first want to start by having you tell us what you think the stereotype of classical music is, the cultural and ethnic stereotype, because through your work, you're trying to break that stereotype down.
What I would describe as the cultural stereotype is what it was. And that is, of course, that, you know, classical music is not just old and white and kind of stodgy, but also that it lacks innovation. It lacks a sense of being cutting edge. It lacks a sense of kind of youthful abandon.
And what do orchestras gain when they have more black and Latino faces?
I believe that there are two things. Number one, orchestras are facing a challenge in terms of their relevance. And we believe that if they represent their communities, both on stage and in their staffing and on their boards, if they begin to further represent their communities, they will be more relevant to their communities. And it's those orchestras that will be successful as they move forward. Make no mistake about it, while we have had an impact in our first 15 years, there is simply tremendous work to be done.
So this work is slow going. Is that discouraging?
I'm known to be a bit impatient, and so it is certainly way too slow going for me. You know, the New York Philharmonic hired Sanford Allen in 1961. It's the first African-American in a major American orchestra, the first African-American in the New York Philharmonic. Today, there are no African-Americans in the New York Philharmonic.
The Boston Symphony Orchestra recently hired its first black conductor. This is a man named Thomas Wilkins. He's the BSO's new conductor of youth and family concerts, which means he mainly conducts in front of kids. Is the fact that he's the youth and family concert conductor mean it's a lesser role and therefore maybe not quite the accomplishment it sounds like for the BSO?
First and foremost, I know Tom Wilkins, and he actually came from our headquarters in Detroit. He was with the Detroit Symphony, a truly phenomenal conductor. And I would say that it's similar to how we look at orchestras in terms of when they do MLK programming and various work like that. From my perspective, an orchestra should incorporate music by composers of color throughout the year in the way that you wouldn't just play Mozart in February. However, if you're not playing Mozart, then I applaud you for playing him in February. And so in the same way, I think that it is absolutely fantastic. I think this is a tremendous opportunity and experience. I think it's great for the orchestra and it's great for Maestro Wilkins. And I think an incredible number of young people will benefit from that.
Aaron Dworkin, thanks for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
Aaron Dworkin is founder of the Sphinx Organization, which tries to increase diversity in the classical music world. We'll go out here listening to Gareth Johnson, who won first place in last year's Sphinx competition.